Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Space Opera by Catherine M. Valenti, read by Heath Miller. Earth. It's the Arocalypse. Now bare your soul. Hard Rock Hallelujah. Lordy. 1. Boom, banger, bang. Once upon a time, on a small, watery, excitable planet called Earth, in a small, watery, excitable country called Italy, a soft-spoken, rather nice-looking gentleman by the name of Enrico Fermi was born into a family so overprotective that he felt compelled to invent the atomic bomb. Somewhere in between discovering various heretofore cripplingly socially anxious particles and transuranic elements, and digging through plutonium to find the treat at the bottom of the nuclear box, he found the time to consider what would come to be known as the Fermi paradox. If you've never heard this catchy little jingle before, here's how it goes. Given that there are billions of stars in the galaxy, quite similar to our good old familiar standby sun, and that many of them are quite a bit further on in years than the big yellow lady, and the probability that some of these stars will have planets quite similar to our good old familiar knockabout Earth, and that such planets, if they can support life, have a high likelihood of getting around to it sooner or later, then someone out there should have sorted out interstellar travel by now, and therefore...